and the waters decreased continually until the tenth month. In the tenth month, on the first day of the month, were the tops of the mountains seen. And this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house, and of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, In the tenth day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. Now an omer is the tenth part of an ephah. And with the one lamb a tenth deal of flour mingled with the fourth part of an hin of beaten oil, and the fourth part of an hin of wine for a drink offering. But if he be not able to bring two turtle doves or two young pigeons, then he that sinned shall bring for his offering the tenth part of an ephah of fine flour for a sin offering. He shall put no oil upon it, neither shall he put any frankincense thereon, for it is a sin offering. This is the offering of Aaron and of his sons, which they shall offer unto the Lord in the day when he is anointed. The tenth part of an ephah of fine flour for a meat offering perpetual, half of it in the morning and half thereof at night. And on the eighth day he shall take two he-lambs without blemish, and one ewe-lamb of the first year without blemish, and three tenth deals of fine flour for a meat offering, mingled with oil, and one log of oil. And if he be poor, and cannot get so much, then he shall take one lamb for a trespass offering to be waived, to make an atonement for him, and one tenth deal of fine flour, mingled with oil for a meat offering, and a log of oil. And this shall be a statute for ever unto you, that in the seventh month, on the tenth day of the month, ye shall afflict your souls, and do no work at all, whether it be one of your own country, or a stranger that sojourneth among you. And the meat offering thereof shall be two tenth deals of fine flour mingled with oil, an offering made by fire unto the Lord for a sweet savour. And the drink offering thereof shall be of wine, the fourth part of an hin. Ye shall bring out of your habitations two waved loaves of two tenth deals. They shall be of fine flour. They shall be baken with leaven. They are the first fruits unto the Lord. Also on the tenth day of this seventh month there shall be a day of atonement. It shall be an holy convocation unto you. And ye shall afflict your souls and offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. And thou shalt take fine flour and bake 12 cakes thereof. Two tenth deals shall be in one cake. Then shalt thou cause the trumpet of the jubilee to sound on the tenth day of the seventh month. In the day of atonement shall he make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. And concerning the tithe of the herd or of the flock, even of whatsoever passeth under the rod, the tenth shall be holy unto the Lord. Then shall the man bring his wife unto the priest, and he shall bring her offering for her, the tenth part of an ephah of barley meal. He shall pour no oil upon it, nor put frankincense thereon, for it is an offering of jealousy, an offering of memorial, bringing iniquity to remembrance. On the tenth day, Ahiezer, the son of Ammishaddai, prince of the children of Dan, offered. Then shall he that offereth his offering unto the Lord bring a meat offering of a tenth deal of flour, mingled with the fourth part of an hin of oil. Or for a ram, thou shalt prepare for a meat offering two tenth deals of flour mingled with the third part of an hin of oil. Then shall he bring with a bullock a meat offering of three tenth deals of flour mingled with half an hin of oil. And behold, I have given the children of Levi all the tenth in Israel for an inheritance, for their service which they serve, even the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. Thus speak unto the Levites, and say unto them, When ye take of the children of Israel the tithes which I have given you from them for your inheritance, then ye shall offer up an heave offering of it for the Lord, even a tenth part of the tithe. And a tenth part of an ephah of flour for a meat offering, mingled with a fourth part of an hin of beaten oil. And on the Sabbath day two lambs of the first year without spot, and two tenth deals of fine flour for a meat offering mingled with oil, and the drink offering thereof, and three tenth deals of flour for a meat offering mingled with oil for one bullock, and two tenth deals of flour for a meat offering mingled with oil for one ram, and a several tenth deal of flour mingled with oil for a meat offering unto one lamb, for a burnt offering of a sweet savour, a sacrifice made by fire unto the Lord. And their meat offering shall be of flour mingled with oil. Three tenth deals shall ye offer for a bullock, and two tenth deals for a ram. A several tenth deal shalt thou offer for every lamb throughout the seven lambs, and their meat offering of flour mingled with oil, 3/10 deals unto one bullock, 2/10 deals unto one ram, a several tenth deal unto one lamb throughout the seven lambs, and their meat offering shall be of flour mingled with oil, 3/10 deals for a bullock, and 2/10 deals for a ram, and 1/10 deal for one lamb throughout the seven lambs. And ye shall have on the 10th day of this 7th month an holy convocation. And ye shall afflict your souls, ye shall not do any work therein. But, and their meat offering shall be of flour mingled with oil, 3/10 deals to a bullock, and 2/10 deals to one ram, a several tenth deal for one lamb throughout the 7 lambs. And their meat offering shall be of flour mingled with oil, 3/10 deals unto every bullock of the 13 bullocks, 2/10 deals to each ram of the 2 rams, and a several tenth deal to each lamb of the 14 lambs. A bastard shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord, even to his 10th generation shall he not enter into the congregation of the Lord. An Ammonite or Moabite shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord. Even to their 10th generation shall they not enter into the congregation of the Lord forever. And the people came up out of Jordan on the 10th day of the 1st month, and encamped in Gilgal, in the east border of Jericho. And he will take the 10th of your seed, and of your vineyards, and give to his officers and to his servants. He will take the 10th of your sheep, and ye shall be his servants. And it came to pass in the 9th year of his reign, in the 10th month, in the 10th day of the month, that Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon came, he and all his host, against Jerusalem, and pitched against it, and they built forts against it round about. Jeremiah the 10th, Machbeni the 11th, the 9th to Jeshua, the 10th to Shechaniah, to Shimei, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 10th captain for the 10th month was Meharai, the Netophathite of the Zarhites, and in his course were 24,000. And the children of the captivity did so. And Ezra the priest, with certain chief of the fathers, after the house of their fathers, and all of them by their names, were separated, and sat down in the first day of the 10th month to examine the matter. So Esther was taken unto King Ahasuerus into his house royal in the 10th month, which is the month Tebeth, in the 7th year of his reign. But yet in it shall be a 10th, and it shall return, and shall be eaten, as a teal tree, and as an oak, whose substance is in them, when they cast their leaves. So the holy seed shall be the substance thereof. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord in the 10th year of Zedekiah, king of Judah, which was the 18th year of Nebuchadrezzar. In the 9th year of Zedekiah, king of Judah, in the 10th month, came Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, and all his army against Jerusalem, and they besieged it. And it came to pass in the 9th year of his reign, in the 10th month, in the 10th day of the month, that Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, came, he and all his army, against Jerusalem, and pitched against it, and built forts against it round about. Now in the 5th month, in the 10th day of the month, which was the 19th year of Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, came Nebuzaradan, captain of the guard, which served the king of Babylon, into Jerusalem, and burned. And it came to pass in the 7th year, in the 5th month, the 10th day of the month, that certain of the elders of Israel came to inquire of the Lord, and sat before me. Again in the 9th year, in the 10th month, in the 10th day of the month, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, in the 10th year, in the 10th month, in the 12th day of the month, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, and it came to pass in the 12th year of our captivity, in the 10th month, in the 5th day of the month, that one that had escaped out of Jerusalem came unto me, saying, the city is smitten. In the 25th year of our captivity, in the beginning of the year, in the 10th day of the month, in the 14th year after that the city was smitten, in the selfsame day the hand of the Lord was upon me, and brought me thither. The ephah and the bath shall be of one measure, that the bath may contain the 10th part of an homer, and the ephah the 10th part of an homer. The measure thereof shall be after the homer. Concerning the ordinance of oil, the bath of oil, ye shall offer the 10th part of a bath out of the core, which is an homer of 10 baths, for 10 baths are an homer. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the fast of the 4th month, and the fast of the 5th, and the fast of the 7th, and the fast of the 10th, shall be to the house of Judah joy and gladness and cheerful feasts. Therefore love the truth and peace. He saith unto them, Come and see. They came and saw where he dwelt, and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. To whom also Abraham gave a 10th part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace. Now consider how great this man was, unto whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the 10th of the spoils. And the same hour was there a great earthquake, and the 10th part of the city fell, and in the earthquake were slain of men 7,000. And the remnant were affrighted, and gave glory to the God of heaven. 5th sardonyx, the 6th sardius, the 7th chrysolite, the 8th beryl, the 9th a topaz, the 10th a chrysoprasus, the 11th a jacinth, the 12th an amethyst.